It's time to get your news on. We are VK1WIA.
It certainly is the national news for week commencing May 18, 2025. And this week, Kevin, VK4UHWIA VHF UHF records manager, joins us. And not quite floating in a tin can yet, we do look at the now postponed Iris Test Flight 1, Aussie firm Gilmour Space Technologies' attempt for that first flight from Bowen. Oh, and for those who have been following this remarkable story, Gilmour say that the payload, that jar of Aussie Vegemite, is marked safe. Now wait, there's more, much, much more in this edition of news from the Wireless Institute of Australia. I'm Editor Graham, VK4 Baker Baker.
This is VK1WIA. All points of contacts from today's news stories are to be found in print when you read the web editions, www.wia.org.au.
This is Kevin, VK4UH, and today I'm wearing my hat as the WIA VHF UHF Records Manager. I'm delighted to share some exciting news about eight new Australian VHF distance records that have just been approved by the board. Now, as many will know, the WIA has maintained an archive of all distance records in Australia for all amateur bands above 50 megs. This includes records on some bands that we no longer have access to. The purpose of these records is to encourage experimentation on the higher bands and to recognise the technical achievement of amateurs who achieve new distances. Awards for national records are made in five categories: home portable, EME, mobile, ATV, and for digital modes. Home portable records are also awarded for each Australian call area, and since October 2022, records for digital contacts have been recognised at a state level on all bands above 2 metres. Now, recently, the board has approved eight new Australian VHF UHF distance records. A contact on the 144 meg 2 metre band was recognised between VK8AW in the Northern Territory and JH0VJW in Japan at a distance of 5,636 kilometres. And this contact represents a new national digital record and a VK8 state digital record on the 2-metre band. A series of contacts on the 2.4 gig 13-centimetre and 3.4 gig 9-centimetre bands between VK4IF Portable, the club station of the Brisbane VHF group located at the Hummock Lookout near Bundaberg, down to VK2QJ Portable at Vista Point Lookout near Grafton in New South Wales, over a distance of 588 kilometres, achieved six new records. These successful digital contacts on 13 and 9 centimetres achieved new national digital records and both VK4 and VK2 state digital distance records on both of these bands. New record holders are awarded a very handsome certificate of achievement by the Institute. And full details of the VHF-UHF records programme and information how to lodge a new claim are available on the WIA website. There's a direct email address for claims and queries which will appear in the text version of this news item and is also available on the website. The archive is currently being upgraded to include all new records, and during that process, anyone believes a new claim has been missed or that certificates have not been received is encouraged to contact me via that email address. So, congratulations to all those involved in achieving these exciting new records. And good morning. This was Kevin, VK4UH, VHF UHF Records Manager for the WIA. And remember, records are made to be broken. That's the point.
News and more of it every week. We are VK1WIA.
Australiana, Iris Test Flight 1. Pending final clearance from the Australian Space Agency, the launch window for Iris Test Flight 1 was to open no earlier than May 15, 2025 from Bowen Orbital Spaceport, North Queensland. However, the team identified an issue in the ground support system during checks and were in an extended hold while they worked through it, with the launch target now being Friday morning, which, the night before, saw the nose cone opened unannounced due to an electrical fault. Now, this sees ERA's Test Flight 1 being postponed. A new test flight date will be announced later. Now, when Gilmore Space's ERA's Test Flight 1 does take to the sky, it'll be the first Australian-made rocket to attempt low Earth orbit and the nation's first orbital launch attempt in over 50 years. Unfortunately, says a disclaimer on their website, we will not be able to support a live stream. However, ABC Queensland Mornings broadcast live from Flagstaff Hill in Bowen on the morning of the expected launch, speaking with space enthusiasts, shall we call them trekkers, who have travelled from across the nation. Now, there are some places you'll be able to pick up on some of the launch activity. To facilitate the safety of air navigation during all launch activities, temporary restricted and danger areas are being declared for airspace surrounding the launch area and along the rocket flight path. The exact dates and times the restricted and danger areas become active will be communicated via notice to airmen with applicable aviation VHF frequencies. Their call sign, Gilmore Space. And Marine, VHF channels 16, 12, 11 and 14 will provide real-time updates for mariners. Located within the Abbott Point State Development Area in Queensland, this private launch site is operated by Gilmore Space, with their main business HQ being Yatala, south of Brisbane, where a spare nose cone is, as we speak, being prepared to make the long trip north to Bowen for their next attempt.
From here, there and everywhere, you've tuned to the Wireless Institute of Australia's National News Service. We are VK1WIA. Now with international news, Jason, VK2LAW.
Hello. And first up in international news, the IARU has reconfirmed it's considering a proposal to unite three regions as one, combined with the International Secretariat, to streamline decision-making, to better coordinate shared concerns, and to bolster membership in regions where it's declining. The International Secretariat, the IARU's administrative headquarters, is presently based in the United States. This overwhelming change would not happen overnight, of course. The IARU will be asking member societies to vote after they've reviewed the consultation on restructuring, which is available on the IARU website. Any changes that are approved would not take place before next year. On last week's WIA National News, the VK Ham Radio News you can trust, I told you of how Victor Uniform 3, Oscar Oscar India, is predicting earthquakes using radio waves. Now, to light comes the story of Whiskey 9 X-ray Kilo Bravo, written in experimentalradio.news. A novel earthquake prediction system will use ionospheric measuring stations in California. The FCC has licensed this experiment as Whiskey Yankee 9 X-ray Kilo Bravo in 10 high-frequency HF bands. IonoTerra, US Survey LLC, said, in theoretical scientific research conducted by our CTO, Professor Nathan Blunstein, for three decades, he proved that earthquakes can be predicted by a set of certain phenomena in the ionosphere, measured algorithmically hours before the earthquake using several ionosondes arranged in a certain configuration. In an initial limited proof of concept conducted way back in 2019, they showed that they can predict earthquakes hours in advance. Last year, the company obtained a patent for their technology in the US and in Japan. Los Angeles is the location of the research because Los Angeles is prone to earthquakes, with 82 reported earthquakes of 3 and above magnitude during 2023. Proposed research, which will be conducted together with at UCLA, is developing the ability to predict earthquakes hours in advance and will provide the opportunity to react and prepare in a timely manner in order to evacuate the population. The National Association for Amateur Radio, the ARRL, in the USA has filed comments with the US Federal Communications Commission in response to its request for input on reducing or eliminating unnecessary regulatory requirements. In a letter submitted to the Commission, the ARRL details 9 separate recommendations that it says will promote and protect the art, science and enjoyment of amateur radio and enhance the development of the next generation of radio amateurs. The soldering iron and discrete physical components used in past experiments are often replaced by a personal computer and coding knowledge to experiment with new techniques and functions, the ARRL wrote. The ARRL said that while digital technologies like FT8, RTTY and PSK31 have become integral to the amateur radio service, entry-level technician class license privileges have not been updated accordingly. It advocates for granting technicians access to HF frequencies where digital modes are prevalent, which it says is crucial for introducing newcomers to the fundamentals of low-power communication and fostering self-training and emergency communication skills. The youth attracted to amateur radio today will become the wireless engineers and space scientists of tomorrow that are critical to our nation's future if given a chance, said the ARRL. To promote amateur radio and to mark the 100th anniversary of the IARU and the 75th anniversary of the DARC, Journal Dubus is awarding a prize for the theoretical and practical proof that aircraft all over the world can be reliably tracked simply by analysing WSPR log data. 5 years ago, Dr. Robert Westphal, Delta Juliet 4 Foxtrot Foxtrot, presented his concept of using WSPR log data to locate aircraft. In particular, the application to the search for the crash site of the MH370 flight. Opinions are divided as to whether the concept is valid. Critics believe that it's physically impossible and that the proponents of this concept hallucinate flight movements from data only. Proponents of the WSPR radar method, on the other hand, are convinced of the scientific nature, repeatability, and precision of their method. Think you can prove it? If successful, it will prove the functionality of a global passive WSPR radar in theory and demonstrate it in practice. The prize is endowed with a total of €7,500. The Board of Trustees of the Canadian Amateur Radio Hall of Fame has announced that John Shouten, Victor Echo 7 Tango India, and Adam Farson, Victor Alpha 7 Oscar Juliet, now Silent Key, have been named to the Hall of Fame. Radio Amateurs of Canada recognises deserving amateurs by appointments to the Canadian Amateur Radio Hall of Fame. The constitution for the Hall specifies that the appointment as member of the Hall is made for outstanding achievement and excellence of the highest degree, for serious and sustained service to amateur radio in Canada, or to amateur radio at large. And now, weird and wonderful, Scott Kelly, who was the first American astronaut to spend almost a year in Earth orbit on board the International Space Station, stars in Never Stop Dreaming, a minute-long film made by Goodnights as a part of its Mission Dry campaign. The link is available in the text edition of this week's WIA National News. The video was released by the nighttime underwear brand on National Astronaut Day, May 5, which coincided with the event when NASA first learned that it needed absorbent undergarments for its crew members. Let's not overlook this essential fashion statement. The specifically designed spacesuit comes with a nifty little feature known as the maximum absorbency garment. Yes, you heard that right. Adult diapers are the unsung heroes of space travel. For those times when nature simply can't wait, these high-tech undergarments have saved many an astronaut from an awkward moment. Man, I gotta pee. Alan Shepard, America's soon-to-be first man in space, radioed to the launch control room from atop his Redstone rocket on May 5, 1961. Astronauts are helping to destigmatize a common childhood experience by pointing out the similarities between what some kids wear to bed and what explorers wear into space. For WIA National News, in Sydney, I'm Jason, VK2LAW.
From here, there and everywhere, you've tuned to the Wireless Institute of Australia's National News Service. We are VK1WIA. Now, operational news with VK4FUQ, Felix.
Hello there. Now, Qantas Wires 2025. May 17, 18 is the Sanctuary Shield. QRP CW and 80 metres, wind back the rig to give 5 watts and give it a go. Don Edwards Memorial Slow Moors Contest, May 17-18. 80 metres on the evening of Saturday 17 May and 40 metres the afternoon of Sunday 18. His Majesty the King of Spain Contest, CW. Again this weekend, a third CW contest, 1200 hours Zulu, May 17 to 1200 hours Zulu, May 18. With all this CW contest activity this weekend, I kind of think it is all a warm-up for next weekend's biggie. CQWPX Contest, CW, May 24-25. Starts 0 hours UTC Saturday, ending in 23:59 hours UTC Sunday. Then in June, VK Shires Contest, 7th and 8th. NZ Straight Key Night. Next New Zealand Straight Key Night will be held Sunday, 8 June, from 0800 hours to 0900 hours UTC on 80 metres. VHF UHF Field Day, Winter 2025. Saturday 21 June through Sunday 22 June. IARUHF World Championship. The 24-hour IARUHF World Championship starts at 1200 hours UTC on Saturday 12 July and ends at 1159 hours UTC on Sunday 13 July. Trans-Tasman Low Band Contest 19 July. IOTA Contest 19 July. RSGB IOTA Contest July 26 to July 27. Remembrance Day Contest, 16th and 17th August. Now the DX window to the world. Celebrating the Deutsche Amateur Radio Club's 75th anniversary, 4 special call signs have been activated by DRC till 31 October. DC7, D5D, DD7, DK7, and DR75DARC. QSLs by the Bureau will direct to DL2VFR. Special Event Station GB0SAR, GB0 Search and Rescue, is active until the 30th of May, supporting SOS Radio Week. The station is using FT4 on 20 metres, but you might also catch it on the other HF bands using phone. France, TM160ITU now until the 31st of May. The special call sign marks the 160th anniversary of the International Telecommunication Union. QSL via LOTW and EQSL. Switzerland. 4U0ITU is a call sign for the International Amateur Radio Club at ITU HQ in Geneva, to use from the 16th of May to the end of the year, in celebration of the 160th anniversary of the International Telecommunication Union. For WIA National News, I'm Felix, VK4FUQ Inningham.
From here, there and everywhere, you've tuned to the Wireless Institute of Australia's National News Service. We are VK1WIA. Now, special interest group news with Bruce, VK3FFF.
And a very good day to you. Worldwide special interest groups, astronomy and wireless weather. The centennial Gleisberg cycle will impact next solar cycle. The next few solar cycles could be even more intense, the result of a little-known phenomenon called the centennial Gleisberg cycle. Radio amateurs are familiar with the 11-year solar cycle, but for many, the centennial cycle is a relatively unknown phenomenon. The Gleisberg cycle is a slower modulation which suppresses sunspot numbers every 80 to 100 years. For the past 15 years, the sun has been near a low point in this cycle. But this is about to change. New research published in the journal Space Weather suggests that the Gleisberg cycle is waking up again. If this is true, solar cycles for the next 50 years could become increasingly intense. A distress call that came in via radio, but this wasn't exactly a local call or even a conventional DX call. How about 26,000 light years from Earth? a pulsar, packs a punch into our galaxy. It's known as the Snake, the nickname by which astronomers identify one dense, elongated filament in the centre of our Milky Way galaxy. It apparently has suffered fractures in two places. As best as scientists can tell, a fast-rotating neutron star, a pulsar, collided with the Snake at a not-too-shabby 1 to 2 million miles per hour and caused a fracture that disrupted the Snake's magnetic field, releasing radio emissions from the site of the impact. Chandra X-ray Observatory and the Meerkat radio array in South Africa studied the Snake, which is 230 light-years long, to get a better picture of what the scientists compare to fractures in bones. Radio astronomers combined their findings with those of an observatory in Mexico and recently released a paper in the monthly notices of the London-based Royal Astronomical Society describing the event. Whether the Snake can heal is another question altogether. Cosmic veterinarians don't make long-distance house calls. You can see images of the injury on the Chandra X-ray Observatory website. The link is in the text version of this week's WIA National News. WIA.org.au. Worldwide Special Interest Group News, Adventure Groups. Author of Ham 2K Portable Logger is 2025 recipient of an Amateur Radio Software Award. Sebastian Delmont, KR2D, is the recipient for his Ham 2K Portable Logger. The award committee believes, encouraging adventurous portable operations, Ham 2K Portable Logger has redefined how enthusiasts engage with the hobby, whether from mountain summits, parks, or impromptu field setups. Ham 2K Portable Logger stood out among a competitive field of nominations for its transformative approach to field operations. Designed with intuitive, user-friendly interfaces and a suite of convenient features, the software empowers operators to log, analyze, and share their on-the-go radio activities seamlessly. Special event stations K6A, K6R, K6S will be on the air in November to celebrate Sebastian and promote the Amateur Radio Software Award. Worldwide Special Interest Groups, Final Frontier. The AMSAT website offers a comprehensive list of communication satellites and supporting details were updated on April the 27th. This list is an excellent overview of FM repeater, linear transponder and digital satellites, as well as re-entered or inoperative satellites. Each listing includes a brief comment about links to details about each one. Also, there are frequency charts for each type of satellite. Access the information from the Satellite Info top-level menu drop-down list, which also includes many other related choices. Worldwide Special Interest Groups, IOTA. V49K and V4/AC6ZM. 1. AC6ZM will be active as V4/AC6ZM from St. Kitts, NA104, from the 18th to 27th of May on CW, FT8, RTTY, and some SSB on various HF bands and 6 metres, and will participate in the CQWW WPX CW contest as V49K. That contest period, May the 24th and 25th. VP8DPD, Falkland Islands. Gerard, VK4BGL/G3WIP, is active as VP8DPD from Falkland Islands, IOTA SA002, from the 10th of May through to the 12th of July on HF. Worldwide Special Interest Groups, Law Enforcement. The FBI Amateur Radio Association in Virginia has been hosting a special event for U.S. National Police Week, May 11th to 18th. K3FBI/0-9 has been on air operating all bands and all modes. A certificate is available. The event honors all law enforcement members who have died in the line of duty. K3FBI/9 operated from the Little Bohemia Lodge in Manitowish Waters, Wisconsin. This was the scene of the 1934 raid to capture John Dillinger and Babyface Nelson, and where FBI Special Agent W. Carter Baum was killed. Worldwide Special Interest Groups, Lowdown. Eric NO3M of Pennsylvania has been issued the first Worked All States Award from the ARRL for the 630-metre band. NO3M had a draw to 160 metres early in his ham radio career and was active in contesting and DXing on top band. When 630 metres opened to amateur use, he got straight to work. He said, "It seemed like an unreachable goal at the time, but patience and persistence, as well as gaining more and more of an understanding of the capabilities of the band over the years, proved otherwise." After years of work and refinement of matching and loading techniques, his 67-foot vertical with 8 sloping top loading wires as a wire skirt over a large radial field have proven to be the ticket to success. He said, "For reception, I've always used dedicated receive antennas which have included phased beverages, a full-sized 8-circle vertical array, and various others like a terminated loop." Worldwide Special Interest Groups, Radio Amateur Young Timers, YOTA, Youngsters on the Air. Here's Alec, VK2MV.
Thank you, Bruce. Along with the CubeSat simulator, the AMSAT Youth Initiative is another of AMSAT's efforts to bring students into the world of amateur satellites and radio. This year's AMSAT Hamvention booth features the first of a series of online courses intended to generate that interest. Those of us not in Dayton can find the modules of the course online. Links are in the text edition of this WIA National News broadcast. The Introduction to Satellite Meteorology course provides students with the opportunity to learn the role that satellites play in the field of weather forecasting. Following the program's theme, Satellites in Space Help Us Lead Better Lives on Earth, the course appeals to students' inherent interest in Earth sciences. As the courses progress, we are introduced to the concept of radio communications and eventually amateur radio. The free courses are available directly to students and their families, but teachers and youth leaders are also encouraged to use the courses as they see fit. Anyone interested in STEM education is encouraged to experience the online course. For WIA National News, I'm Alec, VK2MV in Sydney. Now back to you, Bruce.
Thanks, Alec. Worldwide Special Interest Groups, Rescue Radio. Prepared for disaster. The Alpine Fault Network, AFN, is a team of New Zealand volunteer amateur radio operators passionate about disaster relief communications, coordinated by ZL3PWM, Peter Mott. Amateur radio operators located in all regions of New Zealand are invited to join AFN, and the team meets on air on the first Sunday of every month to test equipment and hone operating skills. Both permanent base and temporary field stations are encouraged to participate. The on-air group meet morning and evening using not only frequencies assigned to the amateur radio service, but also with local communities using UHF-CB. Voice on 7115 kHz lower sideband at 9:30 PM UTC on Saturday, and voice 3605 kHz lower sideband at 8:30 AM UTC Sunday. I'm Bruce, VK3FFF from sunny Bendigo.
It's a date, and clubs are welcome to email text with audio for this section. June 7 and 8 in VK2, it's the Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club's 49th annual field day weekend at the Warhope Showground. And VK5, June 7 and 8, the CERG Convention and Fox Hunting Championship at the Scout Hall in Mount Gambier. Australian Ladies Amateur Radio Association's 50th anniversary will take place Glen Waverley, July 26. VK5 AREG's Amateur Radio and Electronic Sale, Sunday, October 26, David Roche Park, Kilbourne. Gold Coast Amateur Radio Society's Hamfest on November 9, Country Paradise Parklands, that's in VK4, and in VK3 Rosebud Radio Fest, Eastbourne Primary School Rosebud, November 16. And in Darwin, the Darwin Amateur Radio Club's Dark Christmas Party, 6:30 PM, December 3. Now, until next we meet, I am Graham, I'm VK4BB. Walk softly.
This has been the Wireless Institute of Australia with the weekly news service. This broadcast is in text, audio and video and is accessed on wia.org.au.